This is Fireballing Through College. Fireballing Through College.
The actual hell we're doing, because we're strong and independent women.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Fireballing Through College. This is one of your co-hosts, Camila.
And Catherine. And we are so excited that you guys decided to join us for this episode.
Yes. We're like always excited. Like,
we are.
So excited. Okay.
I feel like as we go on too, we like are more comfortable on the podcast. So it makes it more fun.
If you guys know the amount of stuff I edit from just like stupid things I say.
Or like in the first couple of episodes, we said a lot of stuff. God. And we were like, hee-hee, it's so awkward. I hate this.
No, there's so many edits. It's just like me being like, this word, is that how you say it, Catherine? And you're like, yeah, that's how you say it. I'm like, okay, good. So.
I mean, kind of. Not that many times. But at least like it makes me feel good when you're like, can I say it? Because you're like fluent in English. And obviously you still like mess up a few times. So it makes me feel comfortable when I like mess up my stuff, you know.
Dude, that's, yeah, we both mess up. So welcome back.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here.
Exactly. And today I like feel very, I find this episode to be very personally important to me because first of all, I want to say like we're making this episode because we know, like I know that I felt very uncomfortable about being a virgin when I started college, but I want to say like it's not a big deal. So I don't want to be like, oh, they're dedicated a whole episode to it. Like it's a big deal. No.
So like the whole point of the episode is to like make it clear that it's not a big deal.
Exactly. And but I know that people do feel awkward about it, and I wasn't the only one. And I mean I obviously knew plenty of people who are virgin like me, and so you're not alone. And so I'm just letting you know that that was me too. So if anybody else feels is like I'm scared, no, don't be scared, don't be worried. We were there. Everybody feels, you know, we're there for each other.
So yeah, welcome to another episode where we talk about sex. Like for the fourth time now.
But this isn't like awesome sex. It's just like, I don't know anyone in this world, anyone in this world that had a like very awesome, amazing losing their virginity. Experience. Everybody, it's like awkward. Oh, wow. It's awkward for everyone. So yeah. Anyways, so, but I do think that a lot of this uncomfort and nervousness comes from not knowing exactly what other people in college are doing. So you're scared that everyone is more experienced or better off than you. At least that's kind of how I felt. And
yeah, I agree.
I feel that way now about a variety of things academically. Absolutely. But I know besides myself, I knew many other girls who had not had penetrative sex when they had started school, and many that still haven't, and that's totally fine. And you are probably worried if you are still rich and you're like, what, I'm the only one? No, you're not the only one. And I was just one of many. So
let's just like start a Virgin Anonymous Club.
Yeah, Virgin.
Freshman in college, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. And so like just like Camila said on the first episode, no one has their shit together, so just recognize that. It's so important to recognize that not everybody's their shit together and not everyone knows what they're doing. And if people did lose their virginity, they might have regretted it, or they might have wanted to wait, or they might have had a good time, but they wish that they had done it with somebody else. And so just because somebody has done it doesn't mean that it was like this outrageously positive experience that you should want to repeat, you know? So everybody learns from whatever they've done in their life and makes the best decision that they're given. And so just keep that in mind.
When you start college, it just gets so overwhelming because, at least from my experience, everything I knew about like the college in United States experience came from American movies like Hollywood and stuff like that. And it just seemed like in every American movie that everyone had sex when they were like a freshman in high school, which to me just seems ridiculous because I grew up in a group of friends that we barely talked about sex, like ever.
But in the same group of friends, like Camila was like, I masturbated, I'm so scared.
Yeah, exactly. the same group of friends, which is so weird now because I've talked to them lately about the podcast and the episode, and we were talking about masturbation, and I was like, guys, why were we so awkward back then? And they were like, oh, I don't know, like, and now we like talk about it so openly, and I was like, why could this be the energy we had in high school? Exactly. That would have changed me. So yeah, I mean, I grew up in a very conservative society
community.
Yeah, I mean, Chile is a very conservative country. We've been changing lately, but like Latino countries are usually very conservative and very Catholic as well. So most of my friends are Catholic and very conservatives, which I respect absolutely. But I was not like that. And my mom, she's so openly to talk about sex, and she's just...
Well, considering she decided to have the masturbation and conversation with you at lunch, dinner,
yeah, cafe. Exactly. Well, exactly. There you go. That's my mom, y'all. But,
go ahead.
But yeah, and like growing up, I mean, talking about sex was not taboo at all. But like with my friends, it was. And so like I was the kind of friend that would like tell everyone about all this like sexual stuff that she learned. Not that she had done, but that she learned. From like movies or like talking to my sister or whatever.
Oh my God.
And everyone would be like, what even is that? You know?
Oh my God.
And I just felt like growing up, not that I felt shamed by my friends, but I don't know, I just felt like I couldn't talk about these topics with them, you know? So the only people that I knew that had sex from my high school were people that had a boyfriend or girlfriend or just any partner, you know? And not like, I mean, if you had sex and you didn't have a partner, then I mean, whore, which is horrible.
That's horrible. Yeah, that's terrible.
And so I was so scared starting college. I was like, well, all of these horny Americans, they've all had sex.
No, that's not true. What am I going to do? And Camila got there and she was like, other people are there with me. And I also definitely feel like what you were talking about, like horny Americans, that I felt like everybody who was worried about losing their virginity just wanted to do it because like all the other virgins I knew, they were like, oh, you don't want to like have that title anymore being a virgin. Yeah. But like a lot of the ones I knew, they were like, no, I'm just so sick and tired of using my own hands. I want to use somebody else's hands. I want somebody else's mouth. I want something. And I was like, okay, girl, okay.
I just think it's hilarious because like movies are like this teenagers in high school where they're like a sophomore in high school and they're like, oh my God, I'm like the biggest loser in the world. I've never had sex. And there goes me, like a junior in high school, like, what? Then what does that make me?
What American stuff are you watching? I don't know.
Dude, come on. The classic American movies, like, I mean, TV shows, like all of them, like, I don't know any teenager in like any American movie in high school that hasn't had sex. Like, if not, you were like the nerd and like, you know, it's like, whatever.
I just remember you watching Blue Mountain State, and that is just not, that cannot be applied to America.
I mean, I've seen that in Missouri. I think that's...
Yeah, that was a bit like Missouri, but that's it. Not GW
or
anything. Oh
my God, you guys, yeah. If you haven't watched Blue Mountain State, it's like the most stupid, funny show I've ever watched about just like people partying in college. It's amazing. Go watch it.
Yeah, so, but basically this episode, we're here to tell you that, like, do whatever the hell you want. Have sex for the first time with whoever you want. You can wait, you cannot wait, you can, you know, do whatever you want to do and have it with whoever you want. But ultimately, it's just not that deep. Like, whether you wait, you don't wait.
It ain't that deep.
It's not. But some of you are like, what do I do? Like, how do I sort of overcome feeling worried about this? And so we're gonna give you some reasons about why you should not be worried.
Well, first of all, we both here, Catherine and I, we hate the concept virginity.
It's
horrible. Let's just think about where it comes from. Okay, it was obviously created by a man, I'm sure, as every other sexual concept related to women.
Exactly. And it was also definitely created by a straight man, because it's very
white, probably.
Yes, exactly.
Also, the concept is very heteronormative, and it just reinforces patriarchal norms. And let's not forget that it completely disregards the LGBTQ+ community. And what I hate most about it is that it just describes penetrative sex. So it's either a woman getting penetrated or a man penetrating a woman. It's usually used to describe a woman, if she's a virgin or not.
Yeah, and I know that when I had a conversation with a very close friend of mine who is bi, she talked about how when she lost her virginity, it was complete, like, she thought about it in two separate different ways. And it's very interesting that, like, the way she defines herself is in terms of what society thinks. So, like, the first time she had ever eaten out a girl, she, like, kind of assumed that she had lost her virginity then. But then also when she, first time she had penetrative sex, it was also, like, she lost her virginity a second time. So it's, like, you should be able to define for yourself what you think it means. Because obviously she had it both ways, but there are people on either side of the spectrum that I know people will never have penetrative sex, and that's totally cool. And
yeah, I agree. And the thing is, like, why, like, oh my God, there's so many people that have done so many things, like, gone through all the bases, but not gone through the penetrative sex. And, like, that makes them a virgin. Like, I'm sorry, but if you've done everything else, you're not virgin or pure or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, why are we still using the virginity concept? It's completely outdated, and it does not represent the society we live in anymore.
Absolutely. 100%. I completely agree.
So virginity, like I said, penetrated sex, and it means the breakage for women of the hymen, which is why some women bleed, right? There's so many women out there that have already broken their hymen.
From tampons or riding a bike or doing whatever else.
Exactly. So, like, you don't even bleed. And that's a whole other thing that, like, if you bleed or not, like, are you a virgin or not? Like, ugh, I hate that.
I also just remember, like, I'm so glad that I can tell you about what was on Yahoo Answers, because you didn't ever look up anything, but I did. And I remember so many people that were worried, like, when they masturbated and they, like, put their own fingers inside of them, that was also meant that they were losing their virginity because like, inserting something in there. But that's not it. But, like, to an extent, like, it is penetration.
It is. Like, it is.
And I definitely have heard this. Like, I'm just gonna steal this from other people who have said it and made me laugh. But it's been said that if, like, virginity was based on the first time a woman had an orgasm during penetration or whatever kind of sex you're engaging in, oral, whatever, it would be, well, women would be far into their 20s, 30s potentially before that happened. So honestly, like, that's, I mean, we can start changing it to that and just wait and everyone step up their game.
Lost my virginity to the first orgasm? Like, how would you even call it?
Yeah. First orgasm, great. Virginity. Yeah, I guess. But sexual debut, come on.
Yes, that's the new word we're using. This, we did not create this. We read this somewhere. But sexual debut, that's how the virginity concept is going to turn around, because that can mean anything. That can mean whatever you want it to mean. It's your sexual debut.
But also, I feel like sometimes you can go back on your sexual debut, you know, like, sometimes you're like, I don't want to do anything, I don't want anybody's hands there except my own, and then you can, you know, go back and you'd be like, okay, I'm back on my debut again.
COVID, like, I'm back at being a virgin. I haven't had any interaction for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's just not use virginity anymore. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, I'm not using it.
So. Yeah, but I also know that, like, it's sometimes, obviously, you guys know Camila and I are very different people, and so I can understand that sometimes, like, oh, it's so stupid, I shouldn't think about it that way. You know, whatever it is, virginity or whatever else, like, it is stupid. Why do I worry about it? So, yeah, you've learned, it's messed up, but it's still difficult sometimes to not feel weird about it. And so here it's just, like, kind of some of the things that I had thought about beforehand, like, before I lost my virginity. And, like, for me, honestly, like, I hope people from Arkansas are listening to this and they're like, of course this bitch was a virgin starting college, because who else would she have had sex with? Like, true. Facts, 100% facts. You're spouting facts. Who, what am I? No, there's no one there that I would have wanted to have sex with. Anyway, so what worked for me is I just knew that the first time I was going to have sex, like penetrative sex or whatever it was going to be with somebody who I like cared about and I knew cared about me, whether it was when I was 17 or when I was 35, it didn't matter, because I felt very confident in that. So I didn't have to worry, and I wouldn't have to worry about what other people thought about it, because that's what I wanted for myself. And so, like, I had recognized that. However, I will say that it was only after I was in a very uncomfortable situation where I almost had penetrative sex, very, very much almost like it, there, okay. And I, which I hadn't ever thought about before then, like what I wanted, how I wanted it to happen, because it just felt like something so far off for me. And so at that moment, I had to sort of reconsider, and a lot of people are not given the opportunity like to sort of reconsider after that moment, because a lot of times the choice is taken away from them.
Yeah, it just happens.
It just happens, which is not okay at all. It should 100% be your choice, no matter if you're female, male, or non-binary. But I only came to that conclusion about like what I wanted for myself and how I wanted it to happen after that happened. And I'm so lucky that it did happen to me. And I like did have sex for the first time with somebody who I like really liked, and I like really cared about them. And, but it wasn't like a big life changing experience either. It was just sort of what happened at the time. It's just, it's awkward for everyone. And like, It made me so mad, I remember at the time, because it was like this amazing like feeling for him. And I remember feeling so mad at myself, like, why am I a girl? Like, why do I have to have it like be painful? And why do I have to like have it be like, you know? And yeah. It was so, I wonder if anybody else is out there who felt that way. You were like, no, but I want to have that amazing. I want it to be life changing. So, I mean, yeah.
My idea of like losing your virginity or like having your sexual debut, it's kind of like, for me, it's not a big deal. Like, you can like just do it with whoever you feel comfortable. Like, I don't think waiting for like your prince charming is like the way to go. I mean, like, it's good if that's the way you want to do it, but like, I believe it's like not a big deal, you know.
I 100% think that like you should always just do whatever makes you comfortable, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
And you shouldn't have to worry about what other people think about it.
Exactly. And just like going off of that, another reason why the concept makes me so mad is because it makes women feel shamed for having sex. Like, oh, did you have it at the right time? Were you like mature enough? Or like, oh, maybe you were a slut because you were so young, or like you did it with a stranger. But like, that doesn't happen with men, because like, it doesn't matter who they lose their virginity with.
Yeah. And like you're saying, I think that the spectrum is very, it's very annoying in things like this, that it's a very double negative. So if you have sex too early or have it too often, you're a slut. And then if you don't, then you're a prude. And no one, it's like a very hard way to figure out how to find a middle ground on something that's so negative. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And it's just like, why are we taught growing up that being virgin is like something valuable, and kind of like if you lose it, just calling it like an it, like it's something, you know what I mean?
Lose it. Wink, wink.
If you lose it the wrong way, like you're judged or shamed, and like you have to, like, I don't know. It's just like, it seems like a treasure. Like, what do we even have down there? Like, it's not even that precious. Come on. I was like, I don't know, this was like 2 years ago that I found out, someone told me why women wear white dresses at weddings, or like, not anymore, but like where it came from. And it's just like to show that you're a virgin. Like, I'm sorry, but what?
I know.
It's quite outdated. I hate that. And like, I don't want to wear a white dress because of that, but like, low-key cute. So
you're so freaking funny.
But it's just like, your sexual situation is your own business.
Absolutely. And 101%.
Yeah. And it should not be connected to your self-worth. And even if you're a woman or if you're a man. And for men, let's just talk about how it affects them as well. Because if you're still a virgin when like all your other friends are not virgins anymore, like, oh, are you even a man? Like, do you even know how to pleasure women? Like, who are you?
But I love how that comes from like, oh, do you know how to pleasure a girl? You know what I'm saying? Like, all these guys are like, dude, do you even know how to do it? Do you know how to like even touch her G-spot? Like, do you know how to finger? It's like,
oh my god,
you know,
yes.
None of you guys actually know. Like, don't be listening to your bros because they definitely don't know. If you want to learn anything, consult Camila and I first, please, because like your bros definitely they don't know. They definitely
okay,
don't.
If you're a man or you consider yourself as a man and you're a virgin and your bros are shaming you, just shame them back. Like, do you even know how to pleasure? No. Women. Tell me, show me, let's ask one.
Yeah,
but yeah, oh, that's so funny, the amount of times we've talked to men and they have like tried to tell us how great they are at pleasuring women and we're like, no.
It's just like, it's really sad though that like we feel like we don't want to disappoint them, like we said in the last episode. So like we, you know, fake orgasms and make them sort of feel like this sort of like they're doing it right, when it would be just better to just let everybody know, like,
yeah,
it's not, no, I like it like lie. This, you know, you don't have to be mean. It's not mean to just let people know it's the way you mean. Like
any
it.
If you're a man, just accept it and be open to listening. Don't be offended.
Exactly. And obviously, like, Camila and I are limited in the way that we talk about things because neither one of us, like, identify as a part of the LGBTQ plus community. And so, like, I'm sure that there are a lot of other things that hopefully, like, we can have other people on the podcast who can sort of talk about for them, like, what it meant. Because I know when I learned from my friend who was a lesbian, what had how it had affected her. And I had obviously never known that. I hadn't. That's kind of crazy to me that when you're bi, you measure it in two different ways.
Yeah.
And so it's just obviously Camila and I can recognize that it's heteronormative, but exactly what are the implications on that for people who don't identify? And it's awesome that there's like a bigger community as the years and years go on. So we definitely would love to have another episode where we talk more about like other sides of the story.
I agree. I 100% agree.
So yeah, that's kind of our spiel for today though. Like you shouldn't worry. And I know that like it was important to like talk about on the podcast because I read this book by Peggy Ornstein. It was The Other Side of Boys and Sex. It was Girls and Sex. And she talked a lot in the book, I would recommend it to anybody, about how women feel so uncomfortable to talk to each other about their sexual experiences, which makes them also feel very alone and that they're doing it wrong, whatever way they are doing it. And so I'm just like wanted other people to seek comfort in like, you know, I found my way. Like it didn't bother me or like mess with my life at all. Like it's like, yeah, sure. I had sex one time and then I had sex other times and then it was just like everybody else in this world. It's not anything big deal. And I just feel like I hope that somebody feels comfort from that. And I'm super open to chatting with people about it if they feel super awkward. But I hope in this episode that people learn it's not. And there are other people, I promise you, that are there with you. And if you haven't had your first kiss, there are other people who are there with you too. If you haven't had anything, it's just, I promise you, there are other people that are in the same position as you and you should not feel worried about it.
Yeah, it's just, we're all sexual beings, like we've said before, and we should be free to embrace our sexuality however we want it to be, no matter who you are. Just, I guess if there's anything you could take from this podcast, is like, don't care what people think.
Exactly. And your sexual debut should be whenever you want it to be, and it should be however you want it to be. And
period. And whatever you want it to be.
That's amazing.
Period. Love it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like Catherine said, you can always talk to us about anything. We love to talk to you all. And as always, just give us a subscribe, like, comment. That would be really helpful in Apple Podcasts if you have that. That would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell a friend if you learned anything. If you know your friend who is a virgin and is worried about it, then recommend it to them. And yeah, we hope somebody learned something. I learned something new every day. So there we go.
That sounded like such a mom comment.
I do. I like when people are like, oh, you know, like our little like posts where we inform people, they're like, oh, I learned something. I'm like, me too. Me too. That's why I'm sharing this information with you because I want to get clearer. I do.
Awesome. Love you all. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.